Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You're listening to the Major Pod Network, the only place where your favorite toy store, bar, arcade, and arena are all on the same block. Scratch that major itch.
It's the Major Wrestling Figures Podcast. Time to start the show. Talking figs and collectibles. Here we are, let's go. Cardone is here to buy everything. Bare minimum, Brian's thinking what to say. Smart Mark is ready to the show. It's time to talk, let's go.
Welcome to another edition of the Major Rewind, the only show that takes some of the best, classic, ultimate, and defining major moments from the Major Wrestling Figure Podcast, and I put it together for new and old major marks to enjoy. This week on the show, we're all hungover from WrestleMania, baby. We hear some classic weekly purchases from 2019, as well as the infamous Taz WTF What the Bleep figure of the week. And then we got the world's largest incarnation of domination, the giant, the Big Show, Paul White. And one of my favorite stories about the Big Show, Paul White, is told in this incarnation. And let me tell you something, Jack. If you like Q&A, well, we got a whole bunch of it. We have Q&A from episode 73, as well as Q&A from a special Q&A episode from the WrestleMania Hangover, baby. And one of the cool things about this Q&A is you hear Matt and Brian prophesize about a potential action figure line made under the Major Pod banner, and it's always cool when I hear back a lot of these clips. And you know, almost since the beginning of the podcast, this has always been in the back of their minds that eventually they were going to go out and do it. They were going to make their own figures, and they willed it to existence. There's a lesson there. That's it. Enjoy the show.
Now, entering the Titantron.
This is Tyson Kidd, and you're listening to the Major Wrestling Figure Podcast. But I called them wrestling dolls up until probably 3 weeks ago, so I'm still transitioning to calling them wrestling figures. I listen to these guys every single week as I'm driving from Raw to SmackDown with many legit laugh-out-loud moments. Keep up the good work, guys.
All right, weekly purchases time, mother... Some might cost a little. Some might cost a lot. But I'm $1,000 broski. And your figures will be bought. Ha 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 ha.
All right, guys, it's weekly purchases time. I got a bunch of things on here.
We're a little backed up.
A little backed up, if you will. The first thing I'm going to go with is the Perfect 10 Jax set. Jax specific.
Did you buy that already?
I finally got it. We haven't done the pod.
But I thought you got it months ago when we talked about this.
No. Me, you, and David C. Anderson were talking about it.
Maybe that's what I'm mixing up here.
And I got it. It's 10 figures. It's called The Perfect. There's two versions of it.
Okay, and only Billy Gunn's different.
Well, Triple H is like a DTA version.
No, but that, yeah. Everything has been released in another capacity.
Well, it's so weird with the Bone Crunchers, like what was released, what wasn't released. It's all like what you consider to be an official release or not. Because some things
you're
are like,
a loose collector, all you need is that Billy Gunn.
Okay,
so everything has been
it's Austin,
in something else.
Rock, Triple H, X-Pac, Mankind, Big Show, Billy Gunn, Road Dogg, Kane, Undertaker, and a kid-size
kid's title
world title
is in the back. But all those figures were released in some other capacity, except Billy Gunn is in a white shirt and that is in a black shirt.
Right.
Okay.
I believe that's the only difference.
I'm pretty sure.
So I got that. Not a bad deal. I got it for $29 for
Jesus.
10 figures.
What?
Well, $29 shipping as well.
Okay, yeah. Double the price shipping?
But to get the one Billy Gunn, to get Hall of Famer Billy Gunn in that black, I think it says come get some. Yeah, come get some,
yeah,
sure.
It's from the Too Tough.
Yeah.
But he's in the white.
So I needed that. And I think there might be some minor differences, but that's the most dramatic difference.
Okay.
So that's my first weekly purchases.
All right. Here's my story, and I know you're going to cut a promo on me here.
Oh, let's hear it.
So I don't know how this came about. Have I found it or Tommy Boy from Massachusetts found it?
Some smart sweets?
No, I wish. I wish we had some right now. That'd be hit the spot. Anyway, there's a lot on eBay. 1, 2, 3. All three versions of Bret Hart in Hasbro form. What do I need? A loose mail away.
But it doesn't count.
Why not? I don't know if this guy opened the bag.
Dude, if it's not in the bag, it doesn't count.
But how do I know this guy didn't open the bag? And this is
you don't know. That's why it doesn't count.
So how are we ever going to decide that?
If you really
want
to... I mean, I thought you were the Scottie Pippen. I didn't realize you were the...
You can't name another basketball player, so this is never going to amount to anything.
I can't name another
basketball player. Anyway, so we find this auction, and we agree to cut a deal. I said, I need the mail-away Brett, or the foreign card Brett, whatever you want to call it, in your neck of the woods. And he needed the other two Bretts. I don't know why he didn't have either regular Brett, I think.
Brett 2 is hard to get.
Brett 2 has become very difficult and pricey, and I don't know. He needed both. I said, okay. I said, here's the deal. Whatever it ends at, I'll pay half, you pay half, and I get the one I want, and you get the other two.
That's a horrible deal on Tommy Boy's part.
Why?
Because you're not getting a real mail away. You're getting this like bootleg series.
But to people
series.
Who collect loose, there's no difference, and that is what it is. And the foreign one has become so you
it's
can't.
It's not the same
like
thing.
Like a foreign
dude.
Brett Minot card is still going to go for a ton of money.
You know, John from Ringside has like 5 of them in the office.
This is information that could have been brought to my attention.
Yeah, anyway. John, I need that.
Anyway, so like we were all prepared to spend like a decent amount of money on this lot. Like, what would you expect this lot to end at?
$250.
Right? Okay. So I said, hey, I have right here $205 or something. I put in. I said that's the most. You know, $100 bucks each ish. You know, let's go with that. It ended at $117.50.
That's proof right there that you didn't get the real mail away.
But there's no way of ever proving that. And so,
don't you want it in the bag?
I have Hogan out of the bag now, so, like, there's no point. I'd have to go backwards.
So I understand what you're trying to do here.
I need a loose taker, and I'm done.
You're trying to convince yourself, but I know that you know.
I don't know, though.
I know that you know
there's
that
a good
this Bret Hart that you have is that foreign one or the one that's not necessarily foreign. It's just like the Purple Heart variant.
Okay.
And you know it's not the mail-away, but you don't want to admit to yourself it's not the mail-away.
How many people in 1993 got these mail-aways and just opened them out of the bag? Zillions.
I don't know if there was a zillion made, but a good portion.
A lot.
Yeah.
How are we ever going to prove that?
Right, but you know in your
heart... It's a loose collection.
I understand, but you know in your heart of hearts that Brett is 9 times out of 10 probably the regular Brett.
That may be true, but... If that, I'm a loose collector, it's the same figure.
If you want to look at Mackenzie in her eyes and tell her, hey, daddy has a mid-on card, I'm sorry, a loose collection, and this Brett's a fake. If you want to look at your daughter in the eyes and say that, then go ahead.
So you expect me to pay 20 times the price for something and then open it out of the bag and then now it counts as my loose collection?
I think you should have manned up and got all of them in the bag.
Nah.
This Brett, I'm sorry, this Brett does not count. It's not the bag.
I don't know if I was dreading explaining this to you or.
It doesn't count. I'm sorry. I have a Brett, a Purple Heart Brett. And you know where it is? It's in the closet. Like, I have it. Like, it's there. But it doesn't count. It's not the mail.
You have the bag one on display.
Yes.
But isn't your bags the wrong numbers?
Yes.
So you're not going to ever fix that?
Maybe one day.
Pot, kettle.
Anyway.
And I don't know what that means, so we're moving on.
All right. Another weekly purchases that I got. You said, like, who's your poppy? I said, I'm your poppy.
You're a real... And Mark, you can go ahead and edit this and give you a heads up. You're a real piece of ish. A scumbag.
Some might cost a little.
Piece of ish. You couldn't give me this one.
Some might cost a lot.
You couldn't give me two.
But I'm the $1,000 broski.
2 weeks of glory. You couldn't let me just bask.
And your poppies will be bought.
Piece of ish.
Thank you to Matt Chappelle. He had all the poppies. And full disclosure, I was working on a big deal to get them all mint on card.
Which,
and the price was going to be very, very
astronomical.
Pricey. Over $10,000.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, listen, I'm going to open these mofos up. There's no way I'm paying these.
Yeah.
I'm a loose collector. I'm not in the game to resell them. And I like things. I want to let them breathe. Yeah. You know, I want to let them breathe.
Especially the poppies. Carding is a little bizarre.
And they're
mostly smashed and mushed. And
Matt Chappelle, legend in the business, unsung hero. He had the whole set. He said, hey, I'll sell them to you for what I bought them for. I said, cha-ching, 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 cha-ching. And,
but it still had to be a decent amount of money.
It was a decent amount of money?
Let's talk about it.
I'm not going to talk about it.
Well, you're being a real scumbag. And you under-
I'll say this. Less than $3,000.
Okay, it's not horrendous.
For, was it 10?
Yeah.
And these are in fantastic shape.
They go for like 2 to 4 a piece.
Right.
Loose.
Right.
Okay. So.
I got them all one shot. All
right. Not bad.
So thank you, Matt Chappelle. He is on Instagram. Matt Chappelle has so much crazy ish. But I feel like he's someone who like doesn't want to be known, and he's probably going to hate me for calling him out right now. But he does so much cool stuff. I'm going to get his Instagram name right now. Lousy Childhood on Instagram and Twitter, I believe. Check him out. He has so much cool stuff. He's a great old school collector. And I got those poppies. So, Hawkins Myers, I'm your poppy.
You're complete.
I'm your poppy.
You're disgusting.
Or poppy. I'm your poppy.
Did you open your Red Rooster yet?
I did open my Mr. Cock a doodle doo.
Awesome. Blank a doodle doo.
Blank a doodle doo.
Great figure. Was something, there's something, it's still not on for sale, huh?
It's for sale. It finally hit the target.
Okay. I saw people, and obviously Mania Week was a little hectic and I wasn't so glued to my phone.
The day it was supposed to hit, it did not, but it's finally there.
Okay. So it's there. Target.com. Get your Red Roosters.
Get your blank.
We got them sent to us thanks to the Elite Squad and our.
Oh my God. You got 3 figures. Oh my God.
Yeah, all hell's breaking loose.
Oh, geez. We got like 10 figures a year. Chill. We give Mattel a 90-minute free podcast. Yeah.
It's awesome.
It's fantastic. It's great. You can't top it.
There's nothing to complain about it. It's just spot on, like perfect. And I'm just so thrilled that I finally have it and it's not going to not come out. And
I'm glad it's not like in some bin burning with all those Harley races, Commissioner Michaels.
No, those are coming.
The big lots. I believe. Five below.
I truly believe it. Marshalls one day they're gonna be like, what? The whole Harley race set's here and it's $3.99 each.
But that Terry Taylor is amazing. All those things like the shark, Isaac Yanko.
Did you tell the story last week where your dad called him Mr. Rooster?
I told him the pod.
Yeah, just making sure.
Yeah, like we were like out at dinner at WrestleMania and he kept calling him Mr. Rooster.
Oh, that's incredible.
Oh, man.
Anyway, great figure. Pick it up, target.com. I mean, it's perfect. And, I mean, that's just one of those things. I love, like, Terry Taylor's had a figure, but I love when...
Well, the only figure he's had was that TNA figure.
So it's
it.
Like, whatever. But
he
just
got LJN.
The Red Rooster never had a figure, so, like...
This is fantastic. That's exciting. The jacket's great. Yeah. The red mohawk.
It's
packaging, if you're a Minotaur card collector, it's fantastic. All right, also I want to talk about our good friend Hassel Toy. I got something from him.
Good
from,
friend?
Well, he's our friend.
Okay.
I got Hassel's going to send me a message about this.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Hassel, he finds all these Hasbros, and he's been rebuilding my little brother Andrew's collection, so he got me a Yokozuna, the red and black. It was minty, minty loose. Got it from my brother Andrew, so Hassel Toy, I want to say thank you for that.
Last on my list, I don't know if you have a ton more.
I have a bunch more.
Okay, well, we both received Retro Series.
Ooh, yeah.
What are your thoughts on that? Macho Man Randy Savage, Samoa Joe, Randy Orton, Goldust.
I'm going to say this right off the bat. I love these retros. I don't want them to go anywhere. They are incredible. The Macho Man, when I first got it, I think we both said I thought it was broken.
I thought it was broken.
He doesn't do the clothesline. He does the chop.
It's Goldust and Macho. I was like, what's going on? But they do the flare. It's Flair's mechanism to do the chop, right. Not the Randy or Zack Ryder mechanism to do the forward moving.
Clothesline.
Yeah. So it was like, at first I'm like, oh, no, what happened here? But it's pretty once you realize that, that's fine.
I took a comparison shot of the Macho Man with the Green Trunks Macho Man, like, only our podcast can do that. Yeah, no other really podcast
cool.
can do that.
That looked cool.
It was so cool. Mattel did a great job switching to that color or deciding to do that color.
I feel like apologies are in order, that Samoa Joe's fine.
In that patented T-shirt?
Yeah, it works. Like it's not,
fine.
It's not like a bad figure.
I'd rather that than no Samoa Joe.
I agree, and we like made fun of it a bunch on here.
I'm still going to make fun of it. It's not like Samoa Joe's known for that T-shirt.
It was more... instead of like initially, and I'll admit this, I thought it was like a lame tactic or like cheap. Now I feel like it's like crafty and it like worked out.
Well, it was a way to get him in the line, yeah, a way to use that Kevin Owens body.
Over, you know, there's not a lot of hefty molds.
And has the shorts
in that line.
So they
well, did I mean what, the shorts, yeah, but there's not like big dudes,
right? So they did what they had to do. It got Samoa Joe in the line, so we're cool with that. Randy Orton's great. The deco
really
on the
good, yeah.
And Goldust. Finally, we have a Goldust. I don't have to use my
think
Mr. Goldust, Perfect in the yellow.
I think Goldust is my favorite from this
and
set.
The wig comes off.
Wig comes off. It looks really cool. The face is a little heavier. It's just perfect.
I love that Ringside Collectibles has Series 8 and 9 before the stores even have 8.
Well, that's their business.
But two sets ahead?
That's true. Yeah,
that's
you're
great.
Right. Yeah.
That's pretty
yeah,
impressive.
Yeah, that's right. Your figure hasn't even hit stores yet. Wow.
So ringsidecollectibles.com. Use code MAJOR to save 10%. I have some more weekly purchases.
Keep going. I'm tapped out, though. I tried to have a to just like purposely not buy stuff. It's very difficult.
Next week, I might have nothing. I was very busy during WrestleMania week, if you
too busy to buy toys.
Believe it or not, I think so.
It's a good problem to have, though.
I went back to the devil. I went back to the Bushman himself.
Good Lord.
And he took me to an agency, and it was the Acolyte Protection Agency. And I got a Acolytes. This is pre-APA, but Acolytes Bradshaw Bone Crunching Action Head, unreleased.
Why?
Why did I get it?
Yeah.
Because he offered it to me for a good price, and I had to get it.
And it's bone crunching, not
it's
new.
It's not new bone crunching.
It was supposed to be in the bone crunching.
In the bone crunching era. Short hair, Acolyte Bradshaw.
Okay.
So
that could be like Taka Michinoku's best friend, Bradshaw, too, right?
It could be.
Right?
It was that.
Like, who's to say it's
that
not?
That style, short. But I guess at one point, there was supposed to be some sort of Ministry of Darkness 4-pack. It was rumored. All those things were rumored. Yeah. Who knows? They never made Midian. They never made Farouk. They never made Bradshaw. I was using Justin Hawk Bradshaw, Farouk, and Henry O. Godwin.
It's a mishmash.
I'm sorry, Phineas I. Godwin.
It's a mishmash. We like Jeremy came aboard in like 2002.
We need someone pre-Jeremy.
We need a pre-Jeremy guy to like run some of this stuff by, and we don't have any sources.
But I want to thank the Bushman for giving me the Acolyte Bradshaw head. And you know what? It doesn't look a thing like Bradshaw.
Meh, yeah.
Not at all.
But that's true to Bone Crunching form, man. Crunching. Look at those like New Age Outlaws figures. They're horrible.
True to Bone. Or at least like in the Bone Crunching era, like Billy Gunn has the bandana, you know, tied.
That's
and, like,
come on.
Anyway. So this could have been like a bootleg from another figure company. I don't
know. Yeah, right. Bushman ripped you off.
I trust the Bushman. Okay, also, my good friend Marty the Villain. We were out to dinner the other night. We were at Ruth Chris, a very expensive steakhouse. And
was it just you, the women involved?
The women were there.
They were there, yeah. Again. You never know these days.
We were enjoying some medium rare steaks and some wine. And he pulls out this bag, and what's inside is a dog-faced gremlin, Rick Steiner, WCW wrestling buddy. Very, very hard to get. In pretty damn good condition. There was a couple little rips in it, but the fluff was there. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it had good fluff.
He wasn't deflated.
No, good fluff.
Yeah.
I washed him about five times in the...
Five?
Yeah, I just keep going.
In a pillowcase?
First time pillowcase, other four times no pillowcase.
Why?
Just do it.
Ooh,
just wash.
Risky move, folks. I don't condone that.
If you don't like me, bite me. I got a dog.
Oh,
got the dog-faced gremlin, WCW wrestling buddy. He also got me $1,000 broski Hasbro figure.
Oh, yeah. What was up with that?
It was incredible. It was so well done. It was using a Mattel head. And with these figures, you know, with Hasbro's, the Hasbro figures have necks and Mattel figures don't. Whoever made this custom had a custom neck.
Man.
It was so well done.
Yeah, that's way above my pay grade.
And on the back, it had the ZR sign with like the dollar sign also.
Yeah.
So, Marty, thank you very much. Marty's a good friend of the pod.
I feel like you owe him now. You need to get him something good.
Well, now the pressure's on.
Sorry.
And that is, I think, it for my... Oh, I'm sorry. Before I go, we have a trade ski of the week.
Guys, I'm looking for a lot of stuff. I need more trade skis of the week. And to be honest, sometimes these aren't trade skis of the week, so I'll just buy it from you.
Right.
To be honest, yeah. Still, mint on card ECW original Mike Awesome figure autographed. Anybody out there? Been looking for years. This New Jack, no news situation.
Oh, my God.
Still very real.
Oh, my God.
Talk to me. A man on card, Brian Pillman, UK, Galoob, still in the hunt. And then there's several loose LJNs I still need. As we just said, the Undertaker mail away, loose. You know, hit me up. Hit our social media accounts up, and maybe we can figure something out.
Absolutely. So I got from Sav, the WWE Kali one. I got a ECW one night stand Tajiri that I'm counting as of now in my classic superstars collection.
As a ECW Tajiri?
Yes, and okay. It was very hard to get that figure, believe it or not.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com. And live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
All right. Up next is the Incarnation of Domination. The Incarnation of Domination is a weekly segment where we choose a superstar, and every week we try to stump each other, and we discuss our favorite versions of that superstar. This week it is my turn to stomp you, but I already spoiled it.
You did spoil a little bit. But you know what, sadly, I haven't It's Paul White.
It's the big show. The Giant.
Are we eliminating giant figures?
No.
Every Paul White figure is on the table here. That's a lot. A lot.
We're not going to talk about all of them now.
I'm just saying.
His San Francisco Torrey Bakers, he's got the vibrator. He's got the rubber LJN and the plastic one.
Wait, what?
Like the plastic, like Hasbro-esque style one?
Yes, yeah. He's in the first Toy Biz run, too, even.
Amazing. He's got
that figure rules.
The choke slam hand.
And it's great. And it's like, it's gigantic.
What about the two-pack where he's got the neck brace?
Which is stupid, but...
That might be one of my favorites, if not my favorite.
The one, right off the bat, the one that comes with the Ray that does the choke slam.
Yes.
Is like... pretty perfect. The first figure, even though those figures aren't that great.
The LJN style?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I don't like how there's no beard.
Yeah, but he didn't... When he first came, it was a very...
But there was nothing on this figure.
Like a 5 o'clock shadow could have helped.
Too clean. I used to use my Hasbro Giant Gonzalez, not as the Giant, but like I would use him like the Giant. You know what I'm saying?
I guess.
You know what I'm saying?
Give him that kind of push.
Yeah,
kind of
rub, you know?
Yeah, so that the action feature toy maker, no. See ya.
No.
The vibrator, all those are terrible. Even though, is he like slightly bigger than the other ones, or are they all the same size?
I don't recall. Wait, of this.
The vibrator.
No, not the vibrator, but the other one, he's slightly bigger.
But the vibrators are all the same.
All the same.
Which was really why
so
I
like
them.
Taskmaster, same size as the Giant.
That's ridiculous. Okay, see ya.
But the Toy Biz ones, especially the ones with the brace, I love the brace one.
There's the, I would actually love to get him on here now if he's back to tell the story about going to Toy Fair.
Oh, that's right.
Taking those pics.
I think he would do it too.
He would do it. Yeah, it's been over 20 years.
No, but I mean, like, come on the pod.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. But
Series 9.
The rumor always was is that. He was still under contract, but took reference photos at Toy Fair for Jax. That's why that first Jax figure comes out so fast.
Right.
And it comes out with him in
street clothes,
t-shirt and jeans, because that's what he was wearing.
And then they repaint a bunch of times, even as a ref.
Yeah. Which that figure, although not a Bone Cruncher, still pretty awesome.
So that counts, but not under the Giant?
It's not a Bone Cruncher action feature, but it's meant to be in the line.
Same like this Andre the
Giant. That was not meant to be. That's a novelty pack of figures.
So many Titantrons.
Which are pretty cool. Yeah, he is very... because of his size, his figures are always pretty unique.
But I think in the Titantrons, they're never quite right. I don't think Jax really nails it until they get to R3.
He's also changed his look like... a gazillion times.
There's a bald Big Show. There's like ponytail Big Show. There's like long
trunks,
hair Big Show.
Jeans,
short hair Big Show. What about the one that has the Al Snow shirt?
That's ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. JCPenney exclusive. Actually pretty rare.
That R3 Big Show, I think, changed the game for figures.
That's
my favorite Big Show. I think to this day, it is still like perfect. It's so perfect. They use that mold with Ruthless Aggression figures.
Right.
Years later. Horribly, they used it for Andre the Giant.
I mean, his Mattels are pretty sweet. I know you don't really dabble in the modern day guys.
No, but I love his Giant figure. I love his current Big Show one from like the Survivor Series-esque era. Like, right? When he won the title the first time?
Yeah, that brand new one.
Yeah.
That one's good. The modern day ones are like pretty good. Like with the last one, that Fan Central one that was on like on the deathbed of Toys R Us. It's a really nice figure. I think I'm going to have to go with the Toy Biz just because I loved that figure when I was a kid. And playing with it, and its size alone.
I'm going to go with the...
You know what's cool about that? And, like, I think this is putting it into perspective because we just did the LJN episode. Like, Andre was a giant, but they crouched him down.
Yeah.
And there's nothing you can do about that.
Right.
This had joints and stuff. So, like, if you put him fully extended, he's a giant.
I think my favorite one is definitely the R3. And not and they made it cooler. They added, like, tattoos and stuff later on. But I'm talking that original R3.
Yeah.
He's got the perfect choke slam hand. He's way bigger than everyone else like that. Jeff Hardy, put him next to that. That figure was ahead of its time.
He's had a lot of
so
figures.
Many like, we didn't so even, many Mattels.
We didn't even scratch the surface.
Just toys. We're forgetting so many.
I mean, it's a lot. That's why I said, are we doing Giant, Paul? What are we doing?
Now, is there... He has Jax Classic Superstars figures.
So many.
If Mattel could make one flashback Big Show, Paul White, what would you want?
A wrecking mobile with a hearse and a casket.
Oh, come on. My dad. I'd want them to make...
That's a good question. I want him to make like almost like a series nine, like a big show, like in the street clothes.
I guess, right?
Like, but like
at this point,
his debut from like St. Valentine's Day Massacre.
Like, what is that? What he wore that night?
It's something similar.
Similar, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that would be it.
Yeah.
He's had a very blessed figure career. Like,
and he's a cool dude.
Not a lot left.
Remember when we worked him for the first time? You remember what he said to us?
I know exactly what he said. He pulled us into a room. And
it was just come back.
But
this is Edgehead era.
Edgehead era. And it was like we were on a tour and they randomly changed the card. Like we weren't doing what we were normally doing. And it just said like 2-on-1 handicap match, like Hawkins and Ryder against Big Show. And he pulled us into a room and he's like talking to us. He says, so did you guys ever work with a giant before? And he's like, well, let me rephrase that. Did you ever work with a giant that can work before? Just think about that whole statement.
Which is he can work. He's great.
Clearly, that was a shot at Kali, but he wasn't even there. So like,
Kali wasn't even, but Kali wasn't even on the roster at that point.
Definitely, he was in the roster.
No way.
So wait, he's there.
We're edgeheads.
Yeah, Kali's way before us. Kali debuted in 06.
He did?
Yes.
I thought he was after us.
He debuts like almost a year before us.
Oh, okay. Damn.
He wins the belt like our first month on the road.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's a year later.
Did Kali wrestle at our WrestleMania where we ran into the main event? Was he even on it?
Him.
Oh. Did he wrestle anybody? Was he in a battle?
The year before he's against Glenn, that stinker.
Oh, my God. You're right. He was on the roster.
Yeah. Okay. And then that year, I don't know what he does.
There's some weird tag team match I had in Japan where I'm teaming with the Big Show and he's wearing a broski wig and has like these giant orange sunglasses that to this day I still have.
That's unbelievable.
Like giant.
Man.
What a,
he's one of a kind.
I love Paul. All right. That was cool. So that's a great pick for Incarnation of Domination.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Major Wrestling Figure Podcast. I am your host, Brian Myers, aka WWE Superstar Kurt Hawkins.
And I am your host, Matt Cardona, aka WWE Superstar Zack Ryder. And welcome to an all Q&A edition, the best wishes edition
hashtag
of the Major
Ask Major Pod.
WF Pod.
We did this during the holidays and I had a blast doing it.
This is a lot of fun. This is a special all Q&A. We went to Twitter. Our Twitter account at Major WF Pod. As always, Ask Major Pod. We chose 5 questions each, and we will send you all a best wishes 8x10 the next week. I guess we should get into it. 10 questions. Take a shot. If you got those best wishes bar and grill shot glasses, perfect time.
There you go. Put them to use.
Fill up with vodka, whiskey, water, whatever you want.
They should be in your hands by now. So, yeah. All right, I'll go first. My question comes from Keenan. Is it referee Keenan? Wow.
McAllister's Briz.
McAllister
Briz. Nobody's going to get that.
That's fine. TJ's laughing. All right. Keenan.
Keenan Thompson? Keenan Kell?
Keenan Gobby. At Keenan Gobby. Can you please explain the difference between Titantron R3 and Ruthless Aggression figures? Hashtag Ask Major Pod.
Well, damn, that was one of my questions.
How do you want to tackle that?
All right, so I realize we use a lot of terminology that
sometimes we get
the common folk might not,
and we get really too caught up in how deep our discussion is sometimes, and that's our fault.
So the Titantron figures, these came out in 1999 or 2000? 99.
Very end of 99.
Very end of 99.
Yes.
It was a Titantron playset. It came with Vince McMahon. And all these figures, they were now more articulated. They were all plastic. No more rubber.
This is the transition from bone crunching action. Also, when referring to all these or looking them up, sometimes you'll see the abbreviation. So you should probably know that.
TTL.
Well, here. Bone crunching action. BCA. Titantron Live, which is what the playset was called. That's how they got that name, is TTL. R3, that's an easy one, R3. And then Ruthless Aggression, you'll see sometimes is an RA figure.
And these Titantron figures had little metal chips on the bottom of the feet. And you would put that on the Titantron and it would read the chip. And the Titantron had not that many pictures on it, but like for instance, Gangrel, if he went through the Tron, it'd be like, now entering the Titantron, kind of like the opening of our podcast.
Yes,
exactly.
That's
like
exactly
that.
What it is.
And it would read Gangrel, and Gangrel's picture would light up, and it would play like a horrible, crappy version of his song.
Yes. So Series 1, Titantron Live, and the Double Slam 2-packs, which were also Titantron-style figures, and the Titantron itself all kind of came out at the exact same time, with, and the Titantron came with an exclusive Vince McMahon.
Right.
And that was the big, like...
It was a super cool...
Big debut.
Super cool concept, but the execution is like, okay, now after Series 1 and 2, we only have, like, 10 guys on this Titantron. So guys...
There's
who,
nowhere to go, yeah.
So, for instance, like... I think Edge and Christian would use Gangrel, and they would Gangrel's music would light up, or his picture would light up. But then, like, you would just use, like, Ken Shamrock would just play the generic WWE.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then they made other play sets to go along with it to update it, but it was never stood the test of time.
So what basically came of it is the name Titantron stuck, but the concept kind of went away.
And I think, yeah, and, like, they even took out the chip.
Yes.
Eventually.
Yeah, but, so those early ones, they actually... Those early ones don't have real skin, which is very obvious because the faces are right.
Then they added
horrendous
the
likeness. Then they added the real skin and kind of got away from the chip. But the style of figure and the name Titantron Live lived on. Then we got to R3.
Right. Now, this is kind of weird because Titantron was still going on during R3.
But R3 had its own set.
Right. R3, real skin, real scale, real something else. R3, get it?
Yes.
And in theory, the whole body was going to be real skin, not just the face. So everyone was going to have their unique body.
Which,
and
I think Series 1 and 2 do have.
Right. So like Jeff
Hardy. But then they just got off the rails.
So like, yeah. Big Show is one of the best figures ever. Jericho was really good. Jeff Hardy. But then, yeah, then they started just reusing the bodies. And that's when I stopped liking it personally.
So, same.
What's the three R's?
I'm trying to find it. Real scale, real skin, real reaction.
And these I liked because it had like the...
The articulation was cool. And like you said, the ones that were made the way they were supposed to be made are like really nice. But then just the laziness kicked in, you know, where they weren't putting the effort into new guys like they did the original guys and just using the same bodies and stuff. So then the R3 run is very, very short.
Right, it's only a couple of years long.
I don't even think it's a couple of years.
But that Big Show, they would use forever.
So that we'll get to that.
Okay.
Then, as we've covered many times, the Ruthless Aggression style figures kick in the spring of 2003. When those are the ones that kind of stood the test of time, that when what the classic superstars are made out of and
that
whatnot.
That was the whole, like... Ruthless Aggression was the thing, and John Cena, that's how I picture Ruthless Aggression, is that Series 1 John Cena, because
and
it was
Brock,
kind of his...
And Brock, because Brock was right. Real popular.
But, like, John Cena in his opening promo to Kurt Angle says, Ruthless Aggression, which was Vince's big thing at the time. And he's in Series 1. I have a vintage unboxing on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/, excuse me, take a shot, MajorWF Pod. But then those figures, those body types lasted... Till the deathbed of Jax, and even the classic superstars are using the Ruthless Aggression bodies.
And did you mean to say FTC guys?
Those as well, they say they're not, but they are.
I know. And then to wrap this all up, what gets real confusing is that even though Ruthless Aggression guys were the predominant line that Jax was producing, they mixed in basically as like a laziness / cost cutting / whatever. Titantron, R3, and Ruthless Guys, sometimes all in the same series. So it'd be a series would come out, and I mean, Classic Superstars 1 has all three, correct?
Bro, unbelievable.
Yeah.
Because it has a Titantron Undertaker, an R3 Andre the Giant on a Big Show body.
And a term that we've kind of made up on the show, we call it the mixed era. This went on.
Totally mixed era.
For way too long. I want to say into like 05, 06, maybe they finally stopped. Like,
It's disgusting.
Yeah.
There's no excuse for it. Yeah. There really is no excuse for it. But that's pretty much, that's really it. That's the, I think
that's
we
the gist
it.
Of it. It's the, I mean, if you didn't live it to know what happened, it's definitely very confusing and, bizarre, but that's just the history of it.
I think, yeah. I mean, just throw it in your Google machine and you'll find it. And, like I said, it's kind of hard because, for instance, you're searching for Titantron Lives, but then Stacey Keibler and Tori come out during the Ruthless Aggression era, but they're in Titantron Live figures. So you got to be very careful when you're finding
it's
your checklist.
Completely all over the place.
All
over the place. Okay. This one is from Huss_Berserker. I love the old Jax box sets, but Mattel's have been kind of disappointing. What do you think could have been or should change to get some winners? More accessories, price points, better character choices? Hashtag ask major pod. If you grew up in the Jax bone crunching era, those box sets were like so important to your collection. But I think we just had these nostalgic feelings. If you look back, some of them were absolute garbage.
And make the selection of who's in them.
Okay.
make less than no sense.
I'm going to say a set right now, and you're going to say, what the fuck? Okay. Stone Cold Steve Austin, for the first time, or one of the first versions of him in an Austin 316
Which
shirt.
Was a huge Jeans. Deal. Huge deal.
Bret the Hitman Hart. Okay. A referee and Ahmed Johnson with a ladder. Like, what? But at the time, it was so cool because...
What's Triple Threat?
Triple Threat.
Mark Merrow, Yokozuna, and Ahmed Johnson
with a yellow chair.
Okay.
Two yellow chairs.
How did that happen?
But what they did was... What Jax would do sometimes is that would be the only way
to get
a figure. So that was the only time to get Yokozuna.
I do agree. I think a lot of it is sentimental for sure.
Right.
Because we grew up with it. But on the flip side, in their defense and whatnot, I think it's... obviously an elite figure, and Mattel's attempt at four packs is a big cost.
Right.
Okay. These things were Jack's four packs were $19.99.
Right. These.
There's no way Mattel can come near that. One figure is $19.99. Also, to give them some credit, the packaging was always pretty special.
On the
Jax box sets. God, there was like very eye-catching and colorful and themed to something. The Mattel ones have been kind of bland.
And
they're like... My last point on this, and it's the same boat, the Jax ones were also like almost handheld, whereas like the Mattel ones have been ginormous.
So much wasted space.
A lot of wasted space, and they're so big.
Space on the shelves.
And even in your collection, that's a lot of real estate. If you're going to keep that box, I mean.
And, like the last Mattel one I can remember is that Target, I don't even know what you want to call it, Mishmash. It was like Larry Zbysko.
It was WCW Nitro guys is what they called
Eddie Guerrero,
it. Which
LWO
I'll give
shirt.
Them a pass because it was their way of getting Zbysko out.
I think there's so
which,
many.
Which, no offense to Larry Legend, but if he was sitting on the shelves by himself.
I agree.
Whew,
now,
forget about
also, they. I think we sometimes forget that Mattel has made some cool ones like the Undisputed Era 3-pack. I think we're not considering that a box set.
I guess that's okay. That's a big exception to that one. Rules
like
and is selling very well. Yeah, but these are all, I guess these
like,
are
do
new.
Do you count Milkomania as a box set? I do.
It is a box set,
and
but
I
think, I don't know why, but to me, Jax ones were four and these are three. So there's something about that that's
right.
different.
I agree. And mm-hmm. I think the best Jax four pack of all time is the one that came with the titles for the first time.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many cool ones that it's
because
hard.
Because now, like, we get titles, we take it for granted.
Yeah,
it was
literally the only way to get them, yeah.
It was the only way to get them was in these four packs. Until later on, like, they would do it, but not for Bone Crunchers.
Yeah.
You had to get these special four packs. Remember
sure.
the hardcore four pack? They all came with a hardcore title.
But that you needed that because it's the only way to get
the
a hardcore title. Yeah, yeah.
So, first you had no hardcore title, then you had four. Mm-hmm. So what can Mattel do differently? I don't know. I think I would love to see the four pack come back. But you gotta
cut the packaging size down, maybe.
Yeah.
And I mean, this is way out of our wheelhouse, but like it's gotta be cost effective, you know? But like I said, you're not gonna compare it to 1999.
There are some good Mattel ones, like we just said, but also, you know, which one I really love? The one with Bobby Heenan, Andre, Big John Studd.
Because it's the Heenan family. I mean, the Four Horsemen.
The only way to get Big John Studd.
I don't know. You weren't actively collecting Mattels when that Four Horsemen pack came out?
At the tail end.
That was like
City, though.
No. At first, it was very similar to the way people just went nuts to get this Aleister Black set. You know, people just did like, this set's going to be on the shelves.
Right,
and
right.
People went nuts to get it right away. It was the same thing with this Four Horsemen set. I mean, people were going nuts to get it. I remember I was at a convention for like $150 and people were like buying it. But, and then eventually it was just there, you know.
I feel like that four. That's the only way to get Barry Windham, right?
Which I think is cool.
That's what I'm saying. If you're going to make a four pack, of course there are going to be repaints in there, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But give us an exclusive in there and make people want to go get this four pack or three pack or
Sometimes they make like six packs, right? Like those network those spotlights.
Old school, now old school Toys R Us ones, yeah. But those were basics.
Okay. Yeah. All right, that was a good question.
Cool.
Your turn.
All right, mine is from Keith Blacknick at Media Goon. How do you guys feel about the figures that come in the slam crate? Worth collecting? Don't care about them? Don't like them? Hashtag ask Major Pot.
I don't collect them. Not saying I don't like them. I just don't, I guess, know enough about them. I've seen them. They're in rings, right? They're displayed in rings.
So what about these that intrigues me and why I picked this question is because they're designed by Brian Beatty. Are you familiar?
The old custom guy?
Yes.
Wow, I didn't know that.
I was wondering if you knew that or not.
That's pretty cool.
And he, there's the reason I even know this is because I did a baseball crate that had the same thing, but baseball guys in the same style and stuff. And then I was connecting all the dots, and I actually think Cabana might have even told me or something.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, I think so too. Yeah.
Yeah, or maybe he told us both.
Or just he knows Brian Beatty? He went to school with him or something?
He's like a Chicago guy or something about that. But that's why I think they're cool. I don't
Who
collect
have they
them.
Made? Can you show me a picture of some of them?
Oh, there's tons.
I hope they're not that cool because now I'm going to go back and get them.
Oh my God, there's a, on the Wrestling Figs forum, someone wrote, remember Brian Beatty? And there's a whole thread about people talking about. So,
a very talented customizer.
He was like a breathtaking customizer in like the Attitude Era days in the infancy of figure forums and stuff, and would post stuff and people would be like, how are you doing this? You know? There's a Sasha, there's a Seth, a Hunter, a Taker with the mask. So this is like his site with all of his art and stuff.
That's cool. I mean, he's very, very talented. There's no doubt about that. Oh, wow. But these aren't all figures, though. These are just like, this is just art.
There's the WWE guys.
Oh, wow. That Warrior. Damn. Wow. I mean, he's the real deal.
It's very unique. Everything is like enlarged head.
Look at this Michael Jordan. Now, are these real figures though, or just...
See, I think some of them are just concepts.
Gotcha. Oh, yeah. Wow, I might have to go back and get some of these.
They're cool.
I wonder if Slam Crate wants to be a sponsor. Send us some crates and we'll get the figures.
There's whatever, one a month. And I mean, they're cool. I've contemplated them. I see them on eBay. Maybe, I mean, you'd probably want more of the classic guys.
I'm a classic guy. Yeah. Just the classic guy.
The Stone Cold's really cool.
Cold Stone.
It's definitely something worth considering.
All right. Very cool. My next question is from Nicholas Tedesco at Disney and Beyond. If Mattel made a major WF pod line of figures and there were five figures in a Series 1 set, who would those five figures be?
All pertaining to our show?
All pertaining to our show. I already know. My opinion.
So, like, you're talking, like, Tommy Boy from Massachusetts.
No. If I, like, first of all, there will never be Mattel figures of this podcast because this podcast is technically not affiliated with Mattel or WWE.
Yeah.
We're actually, full disclosure, working on a toy line. By now, there might be some news out there on that. But if I could really pick Series 1, and I don't even know if we could do this, it would be us in, like, our podcast Street Clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Us in Stomp and Paradise Gear.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would have Hornswoggle naked with the title.
Yeah.
That would be my five.
Okay, I can't top that.
Right? That's pretty damn good.
Okay. I didn't understand the question at first. So I was like...
But the Hornswoggle, how do we do him naked? I think if you take the title off, it's all like blurry.
I think he just has tan trunks on.
Tan trunks. Okay, yeah. Tan trunks.
Yeah.
But we obviously we wouldn't be able to do all his
we'd have to get that
Muppet tattoos.
But we'd have to... buy the rights to the Rikishi Titantron.
Those butt cheeks.
The butt cheeks to get the accurate butt cheeks.
Dimply butt cheeks.
Yeah, the dimply Rikishi butt cheeks.
Back. And then we could do the flock leg hair. The ugly.
This is getting real expensive.
Oh my God.
This is getting real expensive.
We'd have to pay for the rights for those ugly Muppet tattoos. Or even, it could be a Target exclusive because Hornswoggle has a Target logo tattoo.
Maybe there is a build the Tommy Boy from Massachusetts.
No.
All his parts come with all the other.
No. We could have a Maximum Sweat Bill.
A build a Smart Mark.
Oh,
Sterling.
Oh, definitely a Smart Mark. I would love to make our own toy line.
Of course, yeah.
But, and dream, look for the dream on that very, very soon. I thought it was a great question.
All right, the WTF figure of the week is a figure. When you look at it, you go, what the cuff?
Bleep that, Mark.
This week, it's from our good friends at Ringside Collectibles. And I already told them we were doing this, so they're not going to get all pissy.
Yeah.
But it is a Ringside Collectibles exclusive. Now, also, full disclosure, I said on Twitter that we were looking for this, looking for WTFs. And if you suggested it, we'd send you best wishes 8x10. So the guy who suggested this, Chris Marino at Crusader6188, you will be getting a best wishes 8x10. And his suggestion was the Ringside Collectible exclusive Taz Classic Superstar. Okay. But it's how do you describe this?
Okay. You said you asked John about this and he didn't really give you too much detail.
He gave me just like what happened. Okay. So it's Taz. Okay.
It's a Taz, ECW Taz in the singlet.
He's got a towel.
Who was known for the towel that he'd wear on his head.
But this package, oh no, has it clipped around his waist, Val Venus style.
So there was some kind of really bad mix-up with Jax where they instead of putting the towel next to him in the package as an accessory, wrapped it around his waist and clipped it on so it looks like he's wearing a black dress. It looks like Saturn in the dress.
So this figure, when it came out, was like, oh my God. Okay,
but when it came out, it didn't come out.
Ringside sold it loose.
Yeah, because they knew it was a mess up and they unpackaged them and sent them out. But then I guess they kept some and then eventually did. I can't remember the story.
I think they kept some.
Because like, obviously, they're embarrassed by this, too, and they're not going to be like, hey, here's the exclusive.
Some did sneak through the cracks and get released with the...
I think they purposely kept, like, 50 of them or so or whatever. But
So Ringside would sell them loose with the towel off, but sometimes the towel would stain the guy's
legs. Which is a major problem, no pun intended, with all Jack's cloth accessories.
I think Mattel as well.
I think so, too, but I'm also so nuts about it that
I won't even take them off. I won't even check.
Okay, well, I don't do that, but if I don't want a figure displayed with this cloth accessory, I take it off and I put it in a Ziploc and I don't let it even touch a plastic because I don't want it to stain.
Right.
But so it's a big problem. Like, so anyway, I was thinking about, like, I watched those Viceland docs and stuff,
right,
and I was thinking about the Freebirds and the Von Erichs and stuff.
Oh, my God, ruined.
That Freebird set is the number one thing I think of when I think of Jack's stained product, like all three of them. Are just destroyed when you open those now. There's no turning back. Years and years and years. If you open a Mint on Card Freebirds, you think, oh, it's Mint on Card. It's going to be great. It's destroyed, man. And you just got to, like, accept it.
But with this Taz, they originally, like I said, released it with the towel around his waist, but then they fixed it. Regular packaging. Towel on the side.
Yeah?
Yeah. They fixed it.
All right.
So if you were to buy this, if you were to pre-order it, I guess, back in the day, you would get it loose. I'd be pissed.
I think the real thing here is, and
well, if John doesn't, Ringside.
Well, yes. And if John doesn't know, then we'll never know like what the numbers are. Like how many had the towel around the waist? How many got opened? How many didn't? How many got replenished and fixed?
Right. And it's just, it's literally clipped on like the Val Venus towel.
it's very Googleable.
Like, imagine like Trevor or John's face when that shipment showed up.
Oh, man. That's like, got to be all time. What, like
20,000 Taz that?
Nah, I think like 3,000 or 5,000 are exclusive.
Whatever it was.
That still has to be like,
What the fuck?
Well, that's why it's the WTF figure of the week.
This is right, I believe, after Taz got upset about the one-night stand Moomoo.
So it's like he's cursed.
Yeah, cursed.
Oh, man.
All right, so thank you, Ringside. Thanks for being a good sport. Next up is the Q&A.
All right, let's round this out with the Q&A. You ask us a question using hashtag AskMajorPod. We answer and we send you the infamous best wishes 8x10.
We're running low on those, by the way.
No way.
Yeah.
Again?
Yeah.
I want to switch and do a new design.
A new design?
Yeah. To keep the incentive.
Orange card.
I don't want to do that. I want to do like...
Yellow card?
Like classic superstar packaging or
Ooh.
Something. Yeah. We'll talk about it off air. Anyway... Here we go. My question is from Dave Lee, at Dave Lee. Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? You ready for this? At Dave Lee, 880-18704.
What?
How many Dave Lees are there that you need to...
Oh, God.
You couldn't come up with something else? Anyway, I have started buying WWE retro after years away from collecting. Some of the figures I have bought I don't really want, such as two Stings, two Kevin Owens, Triple H, etc. Do you think I should sell or keep to complete the collection? There's a couple things about this.
Keep them all?
Well, like, okay.
You gotta. But, okay. Really,
Your collection is your collection. You set the rules.
Sure.
So you need to first decide, am I a completist or am I not? If you're a completist,
why
yes,
say
you
two
need...
Triple H's?
He just like randomly wrote and Triple H, like he didn't want it or something.
Or because the variant Triple H, the one logo?
Maybe, but I didn't.
I wouldn't count
I
that.
I don't think he's counting that. Listen. The variant Triple H is a mess up. I don't count that. I think that's ridiculous. There's no like, you're the boss of your own collection. So if you're a completist, you're a completist. If you're not, then you make up your own rules and you get what you want to get and that's your deal. So if you don't want something, you got to decide that.
I think, you know what? Don't listen to Hawkins. It's two extra figures, this thing in the KO. Just
I
get
also,
them because
okay,
you're going to regret it.
At this early in the game, like Retro Line's going to be around forever and ever and years and years.
I mean, why wouldn't it? It's the best line
and
Mattel's
we've
got.
Made it the most popular thing in Mattel history. So
only
it's right now.
The retros right now.
Literally right now, you're thinking about two Stings and two Kevin Owens is the only repeats.
Just spend the $15.
And we're coming on 10 sets, you know?
Right.
That's not like a big deal.
And I get it. The KO, listen, I love KO. I wish there wasn't two KOs, though. But it had to be done. It's either that or no figure.
Either that or, yeah. I mean, people get fired and whatever the hell happened. I don't
people
remember.
People are idiots and leave the company.
Yeah,
no,
whatever. Yeah, I don't remember who he replaced. But he had to replace somebody very last minute. So it's not a be-all end-all. And luckily, he's different. He's not the same figure.
Right. And Sting, so, Wolfpack Sting, NWO Sting.
Those
Crow
aren't
Sting.
Even really. That doesn't bother me at all because that's like significantly different, in my opinion.
That's like saying you don't have to get both Macho Mans.
Right. You'd have to.
You have to.
Yeah.
100%.
So that's your call, buddy. I mean, a collection's what you make of it. There's no set rules. You're the boss. You make the rules. You know, collect what you want.
I would get them now just because they're going to go up in value.
And that's what's been going on too, yeah.
And now we're making these retro rings, stickers, and ropes. And like, yes, it's a plug for our stuff. But at the same time, it's not. Like, one day, these rings are going to disappear. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're not going
to
be available on Amazon or Ringside or whatever.
I mean, they just have to.
Right. So I would say buy them up all now. Either to have them as like gold in your closet, or to make retro rings, like,
or just to be safe, you know.
Yeah, that's what I would say. And I mean, I don't think these retros are going anywhere. They're the best thing Mattel's got going right now. I say get them all, collect them all. That's what I say. That was a great question, though. And my question comes from Ryan Logsdon at It's RMFL. Hashtag ask major pod. When coming up with WrestleMania gear, do you take into consideration what it will look like in figure form? Congrats on your success.
Huh. I don't know what you're going to say about this, but I don't think I've ever gotten gear where I wasn't thinking about the toys. But that's
every time.
But that's me and you because we're psychopaths and toy addicts and think very differently than our colleagues.
When I wore my like Sting USA inspired jacket, I thought for sure like, oh, if Mattel makes this, they'll just like repaint the Great American Bash Sting jacket. But no, Bill went the extra mile, maybe a brand new Nick Offer jacket. And this WrestleMania, obviously, you know, we're not going to talk about it, but something cool happened for us. But we didn't know that when we got the gear made.
Dude.
You know?
My gear, in my mind, just because WrestleMania was in our hometown and all my friends and family are coming. Well, one, it's my favorite football team. Okay. And I had this idea, like, one night only. Like, I've only worn orange and blue since 2013? I haven't worn any other colors. And I was going to be one night only thing. I'll never do it again, which was still the idea. And I was like, and hey, you know what? My friends and family are going to be there. They can pick me out of the Andre a lot easier in this bright green outfit.
Right.
Like, that was literally what I thought. So that's all I'm saying about that.
So mine, a couple things. First of all, I want to thank TTD Wrestling, the guy who designs a lot of our major WWE Pod t-shirts. I went to him and got some gear made. You saw what I came up with. He's like, oh,
I need him to make my gear.
It you showed me what he, and it just blew my mind. I went, oh man.
TTD Wrestling, killing the game right now.
I had my idea, but I had no way to like execute it.
Right.
And then he did it for me, which I can't ever thank him enough for that.
So I knew that we were coming back to New York, New Jersey, whatever you want to call it. And the last time WrestleMania was in New York, New Jersey, we didn't do Snash. But I had special gear made up for that day. It was like Statue of Liberty with like the headband and stuff on. God. But ended up wearing it on the Raw the next day. I was in some big eight man.
I don't think I had gear.
I had gear. And I had all those stickers. We're not going to talk about that.
We know about that. Sorry. But I don't think I was disillusioned enough then to like have gear.
I was totally disillusioned. This is like Z-Troll and I still going on. I had it.
Was it still a thing?
Yeah.
In 2013?
It was like your, was it 2013?
100%. March or April 2013 is that Mania.
Oh, so maybe it was the tail end.
I think you're like it dead.
It just ended. Yeah, it just ended in that January. Yeah. I'm dead.
You're dead.
Like buried alive. You know?
You're dead.
I'm over. But this year I knew it would be special to be in New York, New Jersey. So I wanted to pay tribute to Christian, one of my favorite wrestlers, he probably doesn't think I'm a friend, but I think he's a friend.
He's very Bill McKenna-esque, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if he actually likes you.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
So I wanted like the WrestleMania 20 gear. I love that figure. I love that gear. It's that white with that gold. So I got like that kind of design, but I wanted logos that kind of told a story, you know, my gear told a story. So like, I mean, it told a story to me. If you're looking at it, you're probably like, what the fuck is this? But so it has like that WrestleMania 20 Christian-esque style. And the waistband, and then on one knee pad, it has like the Broski logo, but on a skeleton, like the Broski's dead. Like no one else would know that except for like me, if you're really like analyzing it, you know.
This question just got so deep and sentimental. Whereas, like, if you asked like 9 out of 10 superstars, would be like, it's red because I picked red. Like, there's nothing to
well,
it.
Well, I mean, that's what I want on one knee pad. It was like a skeleton, like with the headband and the cracked, it was a cracked glass, like the Broski's dead. And the other knee pad was like the Rated R Superstar, but ZR. And the back was, instead of like the still here, it was the still major. And I thought like this would be great, like as gear, but I didn't think anything would ever come from it. And then I had awesome entrance gear that I got from Maya from Clade Man. She makes the Backstreet Boys stuff. And it just so happened that like by the time I ordered it, it came in time. And then like we ended up getting that match. So I was like, well, I'm wearing all this. Like, it's going to be a great night. And then we ended up winning, which is cool. And if we get figures out of this, like, wow.
My gear said C-U-R-T, Kurt.
J-E-T-S, Jets.
Oh, my God. We're going to end on that. Broski just came at me with some sports knowledge. I don't know what to say. I'm speechless.
I also had the Z-R-D-Z sticker on my jacket.
You said that already.
But, like, do you know it was on the inside of the jacket? Like, it wasn't supposed to be shown. And I took one step up the entrance ramp and it busted open. So, I haven't
watched the match back.
Hopefully, so Mattel makes a little Easter egg of that.
All right.
Guys, thank you so much.
That was a long time.
Guys, prowrestlingtees.com/majorWFpod, youtube.com/majorWFpod, on Twitter and Instagram @majorWFpod today, zombiesailor.com, the Stomp in Paradise pins, 200 of each as a set. Pick them up, $35. We're going to autograph them all. And until next time, what do we got to say?
Is Ziggler's career really over?
Zigman 101. Oh, boy. Later, Marks.
Well, you know, Daddy Jack, the fact of the matter is, May 13th. Is that the next Creator Pro show? May 13th? And we also have FWF live. I believe it's 6 or 7 or 8 or 9. It doesn't matter, because the one constant, the one thing that will always be there is the J. George Open Challenge. And May 13th, you already know what it is. I'm taking on Chick Donovan. But that's not what this is about. It's not about promoting my upcoming events. Because guess what? Homecoming is sold out. So I don't even got to talk about it. I don't have to mention it ever because it doesn't make a difference because it has been sold out, brother. Let me tell you this, dude. You just listened to the Major Rewind, and I've been experimenting. I haven't been including some of the jingles. Part of the reason for that is because when I download these the older episodes, and you could hear the bed music in the background, I forgot to mute it.
Hold on.
All right, we're back in fighting form. When I download these older episodes, I was originally downloading them from the public feed, and a lot of those include the ads and the jingles and everything. It became easier for me to download stuff directly from the Patreon feed, which after a certain amount of episodes includes all of the ad-free and early shows. And a lot of those, the ones I download, because it's also a smaller file size, are the ones that don't have the jingles. And, you know, listen, I'm a diehard Major Mark, just like all of you. I listen to the episodes. I know what the jingles are, and I hear them. I could repeat them verbatim with a gun to my head. If it were $1 million, I would be a millionaire if I were told to repeat one of these jingles word for word. Unfortunately, you know, I don't know. I don't know if it's necessary. You tell me. If you want to hear the jingles, let me know. Shout me out on Twitter. You already know the deal. It's your boy, J. George, wrestling's premier cinematic genius, the producer and host of The Major Rewind.